Don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoeconomy Quick Read. Guys, welcome to another Cryptoeconomy Quick Read. I just saw one hit BitcoinMagazine.com that I wanted to go ahead and read because this is great news on the regulatory front, which is what I've been reading a lot about recently anyway. And this one is titled, again, this is from BitcoinMagazine.com. It's by Colin Harper, and it's titled, New York Legislator Proposes BitLicense Alternative for cryptocurrency users. So let's jump in. New York State Assembly legislator Ron Kim has unveiled a bill that intends to protect cryptocurrency investors and ease the bureaucratic burden on crypto-related businesses. It's the first comprehensive cryptocurrency bill in New York to make it past studies and commissions and into the hands of the legislative branch. Kim introduced the legislation on March 13, 2018, after he met with blockchain industry leaders on the subject. Known as the New York Cryptocurrency Exchange Act, A9899, the bill relates to, quote, the audit of cryptocurrency business activity by third-party depositories and prohibits licensing fees to conduct such cryptocurrency business activity. If it were to take effect, the legislation would make amendments to Section 9 of New York's banking law, with the addition of Section 9-X. The law would mandate that any cryptocurrency business or entity be subject to routine audits by a public or third-party depository service. These audits would require that individuals and businesses alike safeguard assets with proper security measures, provide adequate insurance for account holder assets, and produce proof of asset ownership. An entity in full compliance will receive a digital New York seal of approval to reassure consumers that the outlet is trustworthy and secure. This seal would ideally replace the BIT licenses currently issued by the New York State Department of Financial Services, doing away with this fee-based license in favor of one earned by audit. Kim believes that earlier efforts to regulate the space have put enormous burdens on businesses trying to grow and operate in the cryptocurrency space. Quote, what New York needs now, he told Bitcoin Magazine, are common sense laws and security procedures to provide a degree of clarity for both businesses and the public. This legislation will give consumers and companies the confidence needed for widespread adoption of cryptocurrency in New York, end quote. While the bill is the first of its kind for New York legislators, this isn't Kim's first foray into cryptocurrency. As a precursor to the landmark legislation, Kim recently published a brief report titled, quote, The Future of Bitcoin in NY, quote. His research identifies unregulated exchanges as the weak point in the blockchain ecosystem. This vulnerability, coupled with the cost of a Bit license, has left New York lacking in legitimate crypto companies and consumer confidence. According to a statement from Kim's office, there are currently fewer than 10 Bit license holders in the entire state of New York, even though there are some 1,000 active job postings in New York for the blockchain industry. It's Kim's hope that the new legislation will foster a friendlier environment for companies in the space, one that will attract more business and generate increased revenue by connecting consumers with reliable state-vetted entities. Throughout 2017, the United States government remained relatively quiet on the subject of cryptocurrencies and blockchain. While other countries are beginning to outline clear regulations and legislative guidelines, U.S. investors have had their ears filled with conflicting talk from the SEC, the CFTC, and various state legislatures. So far, however, it's been a busy year for the United States regulatory efforts, both on federal and state levels, and the New York Cryptocurrency Exchange Act is yet another installment in a growing series of litigation that finally broaches the topic of cryptocurrency regulations. If anything, the legislation may set a precedent for consumer protections in the industry, as well as a more lenient regulatory approach that might encourage job growth within the industry. All right, guys, that was another one from BitcoinMagazine.com. And again, it was written by Colin Harper. I think this is great news for the industry as a whole. The New York BitLicense has essentially been the embarrassment of the crypto regulation space up until now. New York has been on a pretty familiar list of, along with the names of Russia and North Korea, for places that you cannot use crypto. I think even Coinbase still does not allow New York users specifically because of the BitLicense. But hopefully this will begin to change the nonsense that was the BitLicense bill and put in actually useful regulatory guidelines that, what do you know, are wonderful for the consumer. And actually obtaining a license earned through an audit is actually a really clever idea. So I gotta say, this sounds like a good development. I don't know anything past what I've just read in this article on the topic. So hopefully as more information is revealed about the Cryptocurrency Exchange Act, that it continues to suggest a reasonable approach and something that honestly could be really good for the industry right now. So that is all for our crypto economy quick read. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'll catch you next time. Take it easy.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.